I can get along with anybody's cat as long as he knows his place. His place, as far as I'm concerned, is either out of my sight or up a tree. My second most important job on this outfit, after ranch security, is keeping the cats humble and in their place. I don't take trash off a cat. I growled and gave Pete fair warning. Best leave my tail alone, son. Run along and play. I've got important things to do. He looked at me and kind of cocked his head to the side. Then, out of sheer spite, he slapped my tail again. Drover had been watching from under the pickup, and he came galloping up. His hair was bristled on the back of his neck, and he was showing his fangs. Get lost, Squirt, or we'll... Before Drover could finish his sentence, Pete slapped him across the chops. He yelped and moved out of range. You're just lucky I didn't pull off one of your legs and beat you to death with it, said Drover. Pete yawned. Look at him, Hank. See what he did? He's got no respect for a cow dog. Ordinarily, I would have just whipped the cat and got it over with, but I needed some sleep. I laid my head back down and fell right to sleep. I was twitching and rolling my eyes and having wonderful dreams when I felt a sharp pain in my tail. Drover was right there, whispering in my ear.
It was the cat again, Hank. I saw him. He was playing with your tail after you told him not to.
Will you shut up? I know what he did. I stood up and went nose to nose with Pete. Cat, you're fixing to get yourself into a storm.
Get him, Hanky, get him!
I told you to lay off the tail and buzz off. Now, are you gonna buzz off, or do I need to give you your daily whipping?
You tell him, Hanky. Preach him that hot gospel.
I turned back to Drover, who was jumping up and down in excitement. Will you just shut your little trap and let me handle this? Back to the cat. What's it gonna be, son? Peace and quiet, or blood and guts? Pete threw a hump into his back and hissed, right in my face. Which is one of about 23 things that I don't allow a cat to get by with. Then he popped me on the nose, and the fight was on. I lit right into the middle of him and had him buried, but he squirmed out and somehow popped me on the nose again. It made my eyes water. It stung so bad. Drover was jumping around in circles.
Get him, Hanky! Tear him up!
I couldn't quite get a handle on the squirmy little son of a gun.